Praise the Lord, saints. God bless you all for joining us again tonight. Tonight is a very special night. We have a great man of God that is with us tonight, a very busy man of God that is with us tonight, that has taken his time to be with us. It's Bishop Archibald Cole. If you remember from last year, I still remember last year's teaching, and he had such a spectacular group of people. His praise and worship team, he had some nice effects behind him, but the word of God was still powerful. So it's just him tonight, and he is enough because God is with him, and we are so thankful. Bishop Cole, Apostle wants to send his greetings to you and his great appreciation for you taking the time. We know that you are a very busy man of God, and for you to be with us tonight, we just want to express, and he wants to express, his gratitude for you to come and to teach us tonight. Tonight is a very special night for us. Tonight is a special night of giving for us that we will do at the end. And we just appreciate you being a part of this special night for us. It is like our first fruits giving for the month of January. This is what we've dedicated this night to be. So I'm just gonna hand over to you. I want you to have as much time as you want to give God's word, but we just wanna say bless you, Apostle and Pastor Maria, bless you. The congregation all over the world, bless you, and please lead us tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too.
Thank you.
We honor the grace of God upon Bishop Mike Effie Zeno and this beautiful wife. We believe that this is a very strategic meeting in the first month of the year. And we believe that God has a word for you. So for wherever you are right now, I want you to know that we're here because we believe that God has a word for you. Praise the Lord. Well, without wasting any time, we shall proceed into God's word tonight. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we are grateful to you. Thank you for giving us the privilege to be able to speak unto your people. And as we speak your word, let them have inheritances. May they inherit from your word. Thank you, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I would like to read briefly from Revelation chapter 12, on to verse 7 to verse 9. And it says, and there was war in heaven. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Now, one of the most interesting introduction to this passage, it says there was war in heaven. There was war in heaven. So I want to talk to you on what I have entitled Blood Battle. And I pray the Holy Spirit will open the eyes of our understanding to give us an inheritance through the word of God. There was war in heaven. Now let me remind you, the Bible says there was war in heaven. But remember that heaven is the dwelling place of Jehovah God. Now, when you say there's war in heaven, you're saying there was war in God's dwelling place, the place where God dwells. The Almighty God, the great I am that I am, there was war in that place. That is something that we should think about. Now, remember that heaven is not just God's dwelling place, but it was a perfect environment of order and excellence. Heaven is a perfect environment of order and excellence. Yet, the Bible says, there was war in heaven. In the place of order and excellence, there was war. Then also, let me also bring to your attention that heaven is the headquarters of the Prince of Peace. It is the operational headquarter of Jehovah Shalom, the God of Peace. Yet the Bible says there was war in heaven. The place where Jehovah Shalom, the God of Peace, the place where Prince of Peace, Jesus, is dwelling, there was war in that place. Please take note of this. Now, when you check, when you look at life, you're going to find out that in any country, any territory, any region where they say there is war, you will find out it came out of either political or social injustice. When there's political or social injustice, there is war. Or where there is economic corruption so that people are not benefiting from the resources of the nation to which they belong, there can be war. Or when you have tribalism or favoritism or nepotism, there can be wars. So these are the reasons why war takes place. But it is clear here tonight that heaven, there's no tribalism in heaven, there's no social injustice in heaven, there's no nepotism in heaven, yet there was war. Why? So the question here is, here's the question tonight. Why was there war in heaven, the place of ultimate peace, order, and excellence? Why was there war in heaven? Let me give you the answer. There was war in heaven because of someone called the devil or Satan. In Revelation 12, verse 9, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, remember it says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angel were cast out with him. So who caused war in heaven? The devil. The devil, who is also called Satan, caused war in the place of peace, in the place, in the abode, in the place of excellence, in the place of order. Satan caused war. So he is the commander of all that is evil. Jesus called him a thief, a killer, and a destroyer. So here's my point. If within a perfect environment like heaven, Satan was able to cause war, now that he has been driven to come down to earth with all of the imperfections and the corruptions, what do you think will happen? Obviously, there will be war on earth. So we can tell, we know now where wars are coming from. Because if the devil caused war in heaven and he was driven to earth, it goes without saying that right here on earth, he will be causing war. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Now, when he caused that war, God drove him and said, no, we can't give you place. There is no place for war in heaven. So if you cause war in heaven, you got to go. And so in the same Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, if you are with me, Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, the Bible says, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. Watch it. Therefore rejoice, you heavens. So when the one who caused war in heaven was cast out, the angel says, let the heaven rejoice. But then it says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Why? Because the one who caused war in heaven has been driven from heaven and now is down here on earth. So because the one who caused war in heaven has now come down to earth, that's why we have wars in families. We have wars in offices. We have wars in neighborhoods. We have wars in marriages. We have wars in churches. We have wars in nations. Why? Because he who caused war in the heavens is right here on earth, and he continues to cause war. But my concern, yes, there are all of these wars in the nations, but my concern is not all of these wars tonight. My concern is the individual war that you fight. The wars that the enemy has brought into your life that either you are not aware of or that you don't know how to handle, you don't know how to fight, and it's giving you a lot of issues, a lot of problems to cope with in this world, because the enemy has targeted your life, has targeted your destiny with wars. There can be wars against your progress. There can be wars against your happiness. There can be war against your fulfilling your purpose. There can be war against you enjoying the fruit of your labor. There can be war against your rising, your promotion. There can be war against you fulfilling God's prophecy in your life. The enemy can make war with you on for your progress, for your family, for your increase, for your promotion, for your rising. He can bring a war into your life as an individual. He can bring a war. Now, what is the answer? When the devil brings a war into your life, when the one who caused war in heaven is now causing war in your life or for your life, what hope do you have? Let's go to verse 11. And that gives me an answer. In Revelation 12, 11, he says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. First of all, let's understand, who overcame the devil? Who overcame? They overcame him. So we know the him is the devil. But who is the they who overcame? The they who overcame was Michael. It refers to Michael and the holy angels of God who we have released to make war with Satan and drive him out of heaven. So Michael and the angels that fought with the enemy are the they who overcame the devil. They overcame him. But how did they overcome him? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. That's why I titled this blog, my sermon, Blood Battle. A blood battle. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, the most interesting thing is this. The Bible says they overcame him with the blood of the Lamb. But at the time that this battle was fought in the heaven to cast Satan out, Jesus had not yet died. Who is the Lamb? Jesus is the Lamb, and he had not shed his blood yet on earth. Yet the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So how did, which blood, if Jesus had not shed his blood, how, what blood did they overcome him by? Now in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, please follow me as I teach tonight. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8 says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. So here's the point here. There is a Lamb, the spiritual Lamb, that God had slain from the foundations of the world. That's in the spiritual realm. So before Jesus came to earth physically and was slain, before that physical slain lamb on this earth took place, ladies and gentlemen, may I submit to you that a lamb, the spiritual lamb, had already been slain from the foundations of the world. You see, God cannot be taken by surprise. He's gone far ahead of the enemy. Could you follow me tonight, please? So you find out that the blood that they overcame him with was not the physical blood of Jesus on earth, because he was not yet crucified. It was the blood that was shed from the foundation of the world. Long before Jesus came to die on the earth physically, it was already spiritually slain in the heavenly realm. And it was that blood, hallelujah. Now, let me help you to see how God... So now, the Lord is saying to us tonight that since Jesus was slain with the blood from the foundation, and it was that blood in the heavenly realm, in the supernatural realm, in the spiritual realm, it was that blood that the angels overcame the devil with, God has also strategized by also sending Jesus down here on planet Earth to shed his blood. So in the same way that the angels overcame the devil in the supernatural realm with the blood, here on this earth, you and I will overcome the enemy with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So in the same way the blood of the Lamb overcame Satan in the supernatural realm, right here in the physical realm where he has come, the blood of Jesus will also overcome. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a blood battle. It's a blood battle. This battle that we're fighting is a battle of the blood. And the blood is the blood of Jesus. It's not the blood of bulls and goats. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. The same way the blood of the Lamb overcame the enemy in the realms of the spirit, in the supernatural realm, may I submit to you today that you too, you will be able to overcome the devil by the physical blood that was shed by our master right here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is the mighty man of war. This is Jesus Christ shedding his own blood. Hallelujah. Now, come with me to John chapter 20, verse 17. Let me take you a little further and deeper. In John chapter 20, verse 17, the Bible says, Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father and to my God and your God. Now, here's something I want you to see. Jesus was talking to Mary when he resurrected from the grave. Now, watch this. When Jesus resurrected from the grave, Mary discovered him and wanted to grab him, wanted to hug him. And he said unto him, touch me not, do not hold me, do not touch me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. I have not gone yet. Don't touch me for now. You can touch me later, but for now, I have to go first to heaven. I have to ascend to my Father. So you go to my brethren and tell them that I have ascended unto my Father. So when Jesus resurrected, before he appeared to those disciples in that room, he first went to heaven and he refused to let Mary touch him, because he said, no, don't touch me now. Why? Why was that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you see, the high priest will have to take the blood to the holy place to make atonement for the people. Now, Jesus, who is our high priest, who had been slain and crucified, resurrected, and needed to ascend unto heaven, into the tabernacle in heaven, to submit the blood, his blood that he had shed. Now, it is no longer the blood of bulls and goats or sheep. It is his own blood shed once and for all time. Needed to take that blood to the tabernacle in heaven to put on the mercy seat. Hallelujah. Because it is that blood that speaketh better things today in heaven. Where the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it says the blood of Jesus speaketh better things for us. Better than what Abel's blood spoke. So while the blood of Abel is speaking judgment over Cain, The blood of Jesus is speaking mercy for us. So God be the glory. Somebody glorify God. And Jesus first took that blood and sprinkled that blood like the priest would do in the earthly mercy seat. Christ went to sprinkle that blood in the heavenly mercy seat. To God be the glory. Now, at this point, according to Hebrews 20:24, it is that blood that is speaking for you, and it's that blood that is speaking it by the prophetic and apostolic authority tonight. I invoke the speakings of the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaketh better things, to speak over your life. By reason of the speakings of the blood of Jesus, I overrule and I overturn any other blood that is speaking against your life, speaking against your destiny, speaking against your foundation, any other blood that is rising and speaking. By reason of the speaking and the voice of the blood of Jesus, we silence their blood, we silence their voices, and we overrule their voices. Whatever incantations, whatever invocations, whatever divinations, whatever enchantment that have been speaking over your life, speaking against your progress, may the blood of Jesus silence them. And by reason of the voice of the blood of Jesus, we overrule and overturn their voice. It is a blood battle, and the blood of Jesus will fight for you. Somebody say amen. Now hear me. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 8, the Bible says, and they prevailed not, he prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore for him in heaven. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus, Satan prevailed not, and there was no place. And today, because of the blood of Jesus, I prophesy, Satan will not find a place in your life. Because of the blood of Jesus, he will not prevail. I don't know what battle he has brought into your life. I don't know what you entered 2022 with. I don't know what are the issues, the circumstances that are battles and war that the enemy has brought into your life. But by reason of God's word, if he did not prevail because of the blood of the Lamb in the supernatural, may I declare to you, the devil will not prevail over you because of the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Right now, I plead the power of the blood of Jesus. I appeal to the blood of Jesus to cover you. I appeal to the blood of Jesus to protect you. I appeal to the blood of Jesus to preserve you in the name of Jesus from troubles, from sorrows, from sickness, from pain, from untimely death. In the name of Jesus, the power of the precious blood of Jesus that they overcame Satan through, you will overcome. Overcome by that same blood. I say overcome in the name of Jesus. May I submit to you today, when laying of hands have failed, hallelujah, when deliverance has not worked, when your fasting and prayers have not yet brought the needed breakthrough, that let me let you know, the blood of Jesus shall work for you. The blood of the Lamb shall work for you. The blood of the Lamb. Even as I speak to you right now, I decree and declare, let the blood of the Lamb work for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Listen to me. It's a blood battle we are involved in. You must learn to plead the blood of Jesus in your life. In this 2022, plead the blood of Jesus. Learn to invoke the power of the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into your environment and into your territory and into your atmosphere. Call the blood of Jesus to take over. Hallelujah. You listen, in Exodus chapter 4, verse 26, Exodus chapter 4, verse 26, I want you to see what the Bible says. Exodus 4, 26, when Moses was returning to Egypt, he told his wife that they were supposed to circumcise their son, but the wife had not agreed originally. On the way, God almost slew Moses because the boy was uncircumcised. And the wife went and took Zipporah, took a rock, and circumcised the boy. But in her anger, this is what she said in Exodus chapter 4, verse 26. She said, so he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband, the word, because of the circumcision. You are a bloody husband because the covenant between God and Abraham and the Jews was blood. It was a blood covenant. Every child, every male child should be circumcised and blood. And so she called her husband a bloody husband. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know we are a bloody people involved in a bloody battle in this life. We are all bloody. I used to think that when somebody say you're bloody, I thought it was an insult. But now I realize it is not an insult. It is a compliment. If you're told you're a bloody believer, I am a bloody believer. I'm a bloody servant of God because I walk with the blood of Jesus, and it is the blood of Jesus that shall overcome. Hear me tonight. I present unto you the blood battle, the battle of the blood that will fight for you, the battle of the blood that will fight for you. Let the blood of Jesus, let every covenant with the spirit of poverty and loss be broken by the blood of Jesus. Every curse that is in your bloodline, let it be broken by the blood of Jesus. Any animal blood sacrifice that is affecting your destiny, by the blood of Jesus, I nullify and I neutralize them in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus on your spiritual eye so that you can see deep and mysterious things by the blood in the name of Jesus. I hold the blood of Jesus against every delay in your life, and by reason of the blood of Jesus, in this 2022, I release acceleration and speed in the name of Jesus. I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy any yoke in your family, any demonic pattern that had happened in previous years. By reason of the blood, I cancel and I terminate in the name of Jesus. By reason of the blood of Jesus, as I plead the blood of Jesus over your bloodline, whatever had happened in your bloodline, any demonic operations, any satanic orchestration, any evil pattern that is taking place in your bloodline, by reason of the blood of Jesus, we neutralize them. We cancel them. They shall not stand, neither shall they prevail. Hallelujah. Let the power that is in the blood of Jesus be released in the name of Jesus. And by the power of that blood, I release you from any satanic affliction or any satanic manipulation. I curse every satanic demonic operation against your life by the blood of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, from henceforth, I use the blood of Jesus to draw a circle around your life, around your atmosphere. And I declare that where you are, the enemy cannot come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This blood battle is your battle, and you will win it in this 2022. I prophesy, I declare, and I proclaim that in this year, 2022, by reason of the blood of Jesus, you will overcome, you will prevail. You will overcome, you will prevail. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And somebody shout, amen. Hallelujah. I'm very glad to talk to you tonight and just release you from whatever blood battle that you are encountering. Understand that the blood of Jesus is capable of fighting your battle and setting you free. Even right now as I speak, I release the blood of Jesus against every sickness in your body. Be healed by his stripes. I release the blood of Jesus against any demonic attack. Be delivered from oppression. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are released by the hand of God. You are released by the blood of Jesus. You are released. You are released. You are released. In Jesus' blessed name, I have declared. And God bless you. Glory to God. It's so wonderful to be with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And before I turn over to my host, I want you to remember that this is the period of first fruit. And today, particularly, I want to encourage you to get involved with the first fruit operation. Remember that when you take your first fruit and give it to the Lord, the rest of your fruits in the year becomes holy. If the first is holy, the rest will be holy. If the first comes into the hand of a God who prospers, the rest will be prospered by God Almighty. As I spoke with the servant of God to know his heart and to understand his heart concerning this time, I realized that he believes the prophetic significance of this year 2022. That is a very strong prophetic significance of this year 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Just like I just told you about blood battle, I want you to understand how serious it is. That if you decide to give a first fruit, which carries the emblem of 2022, that's $2,022. If you can do that, I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to give that first fruit unto God. That means you have covered the entire year from January to January 2022 or to December. And remember that the blood of Jesus will fight for you. That, as a prophet of God, that's my prophetic release upon you right now. That's my prophetic release upon you. That blood battle will rage, and the blood of Jesus will fight for you from January to December as you honor God with your first fruit of $2,022. But no, don't just stop there. In case you cannot handle the $2,022, which is 2022, you can sow a first fruit of $222. Just take that as a first fruit. Bring it into God's presence. Come to the altar. Write a check in the name of the ministry, Glory and Peace Church. Write a check to the church. Or as you will be instructed by my host right now, he will instruct you. Immediately I finish, he will give you the instruction. Dean Stewart will give you all of the necessary instruction. Please get ready for the instruction. But this is my prophetic word to you. If you can take this first fruit of 2022, that's 2022 or $222, the blood of Jesus, which I have prophesied into your life, will overrule every blood battle. Any battle that the enemy intends to bring into your life in this 2022, God will help you to fight it. I love you and God bless you. Let me turn over to my host right now.
Bishop, God bless you. We thank you. You know, I always say anybody who takes on revelation and teaches revelation is a bad man or woman. And many people stay away from revelation, but you have illuminated the word for us today. You have enlightened us. This is the perfect word for this first fruit given. Jesus made the sacrifice for us.
That's right.
In fact,
that's right.
The Father loved us so much that he went ahead and saw what was going to happen and declared it. And that was done. And Jesus said, I will go. I will be that lamb and I will make that sacrifice. And tonight is an opportunity for us to say, Lord, we love you for the sacrifice that you made. And we are going to sacrifice tonight.
Absolutely.
So that our year will be blessed. So
hallelujah.
This is the word. Thank you for your word. We know you're busy. I am going to release you now. God bless you.
God bless
you. May he prosper you and your family, give you long life and health, and may his words continue to be in your mouth. I just want to bless you on behalf of Apostle and Pastor Maria, and we thank you for the time that you've spent. It's time well spent. Thank you very much.
You're blessed.
It is well. God bless you. God bless you. Saints, this is an amazing night. As we can see over the past two nights, it is not about the length of the message. It is about the quality of the message that we're receiving tonight. I just ask if we can bring up Isaiah 61 up on the screen. We're going to read through the whole thing. You know, God in his awesome ways, when Adam and Eve ate the fruit, he proclaimed, he prophesied the coming of Jesus Christ. And I want us to read together. I want us to read Isaiah 61. We're going to read from all of it, verse 1 to 11, because the Lord, this is what Jesus Christ came to do in our lives. I'm just going to turn there in my own Bible that I have before me. I'm reading from the New King James Version. This is what the Lord came to do for you and I. the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made, this is what he came to do. And I feel that before we enter into our giving, we need to understand what Jesus Christ came to undo by the sacrifice he gave on the cross. So it says here, starting at verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That's Jesus. Yeah, thank you. It's on the screen there. I can see it better now. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Let's just stop there for a second. So that is you and I. If there is any captivity, if there's any brokenheartedness, if there's anything that is troubling us today, Jesus Christ said, when I went to the cross and shed my blood, it was to enable us to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every situation that we face, so that our broken hearts could be healed, so that the imprisonment that we feel, he said he will break those doors wide open for us. Let's go to verse 2. And he says to us to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. So he said there that he is to proclaim that Jesus Christ is coming back again to claim us. And when he does, this is when he's going to take vengeance upon Satan for that battle that Bishop just spoke about that happened in heaven. God is very patient, very strategic. And he said, I'm sending my son to set you free so that you can join me when I come, and I'm going to take vengeance on that old slew foot we call the devil and Satan, and bound him forever in the lake of fire. This is what this verse is saying. Let's see the verse. Let's see the verse one more time. Yes, he said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. So there was an exchange that Jesus made for us. He knew that we were nothing, that we were without. And he said, not only did I come to die for your sins, but I'm here to make an exchange. I'm going to take everything that is dirty, everything that is negative, everything that does not represent my people. Because remember, God said, let us make man in our own image and likeness. We are to be like God on this earth in this realm. And when Satan came and Adam and Eve ate that fruit, we lost that beauty. So Jesus Christ said, I have come now to give you beauty for the ashes that were created when Satan came and damaged this realm. Remember, the verse said in Revelations, woe unto the earth. Heaven celebrated because Satan was kicked out, but it's woe unto the earth because Satan is now in this realm. But Jesus Christ has given us the power through his blood to overcome. Let's go back to the scripture. And he said to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness. So we are called trees of righteousness before the Lord because he's given us an exchange. He has given us his righteousness, not because we're righteous for anything, but God said, I'm going to place my righteousness upon them because of the gift of the blood of my son, the gift of the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Let's go back to the scripture. So it said, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Verse 4. And they shall build the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. So this verse is saying to us that, listen, anything that is broken in our lives, whether it be generational, whether it be something that happened just last year, whether it be in your bloodline, as Bishop spoke about, because of the blood of the Lamb, the word says that you and I, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, have the ability to repair all the ruin in our life, all the ruin in our bloodline, because of that pleading of the blood of Jesus Christ that was just pronounced over us, that has been cut off from our lives, and we do not need to operate in that manner anymore because of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. I want to make it clear that you and I understand that. That blood overcomes. That blood delivers. That blood saves. That blood of Jesus Christ sets us free from imprisonment, from being bound. Let's go back to the scripture. And next verse, please. Strangers shall stand and feed your flock, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your wine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in thy glory you shall boast. Let's go on to the next verse. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Just want to pause there for a moment. And, you know, when Adam and Eve ate the fruit, we saw in the book of Genesis that they were in the garden, and the word said that they knew no shame. They were naked and knew no shame. But as soon as they ate the fruit, guess what happened? Not only was Adam fearful because he heard God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, they also had shame. They now saw that they were naked and they had shame. So when we go back to the verse, Jesus said, I have also come to reverse that shame. He said, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. So understand that if there's shame and regret in our life, the blood of Jesus Christ has come to eliminate that shame from your life and from my life. This is what the blood does. And you know, when I look at Isaiah 61 in its fullness, when you go and read that verse and say, what has Jesus done for me? What are my rights? What rights do I have by Jesus going to the cross? Remember, the word says to you and I that we died with him. You and I died with him, meaning every sin, every shame, every lack, poverty, anything that we had was buried with him. And the word says that you and I rose with him and are seated together with him in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So we know that it's not just for salvation to say, Lord, thank you for salvation. Jesus Christ wants us to live a victorious life here on this earth because he knows that the devil is here to cause war and troubles in our life. And because he has already overcome, you and I can overcome because of the blood of the Lamb. Let's go back to the verses. So he said, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, you know, this world, and keep the verse up, this world is filled with confusion, filled with so much confusion. There's so much to watch on TV. There's so much to do on the internet. There's so much fake news, not fake news. We don't know what is going on. There is so much confusion in the world. But as Bishop spoke about tonight, said you and I, because of the blood of the Lamb, can also have clear vision, supernatural vision to see what is really happening in the world. We don't need to watch the news to understand. God said that he will tell us what is going on. He will reveal to his friends exactly what is happening. So he says here in the word, instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Let's go to the next verse. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. I will direct their work in truth and will make with them an everlasting covenant. So this is the beauty of what Jesus Christ has done. You can keep the verse up. He's made an everlasting covenant with you and I. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, even to the ends of the earth. That is an everlasting covenant. The Lord said he will never leave us nor forsake us. So the enemy comes about to say to you and I, you are alone. Jesus doesn't know you. He doesn't care about you. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The everlasting covenant that was made with us was the blood of Jesus Christ. It was shed. One man's blood, the word says, was shed for all. So anyone who comes, approaches the throne of grace to say, Lord, I accept you, that covenant is available for all. So if you're online tonight, if you have not given your life to Christ, this is an opportunity right now for you to say a simple prayer. Father, I thank you for your love. Because of your love, you sent your son to die for my sin. And I accept today that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. And I submit my life to him and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you are saved. That is the confession. And you can now have everything that we've just spoken about is yours. All the shame that you've experienced in your life, and Satan has been beating you over your head with that shame, bringing up your mistakes, all the mistakes that you've made, bringing up shame in your life. Jesus said, with my blood now, I have washed all that away. He said, you are a new creation from this moment forward. So accept that. Accept that the word is true and that everlasting covenant that is spoken about in Isaiah 61 verse 9 is now a covenant that is yours, yours to keep, yours to accept, yours to know that it is yours. Let's go back to the verses. And it says, their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. That is you and I. Next verse. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Verse 11, for as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. I say to you, saints tonight, those on Zoom and those online, when you lose your way and when you forget the reason why Jesus died for you, when you're in trouble or in pain, when you feel imprisoned or when you feel ashamed, you go back to that word and sound it out to the devil to say, my God loved me so much that he sent his son so that all this could be removed from me today. So shame, I command you to get off of my life, get out of my mind, because I have double honor because of the work that the Lord has done for me. So this is the word that I read recently, and it's just meant a lot to my heart. I pray that it means a lot to you as well tonight, especially after the word that we heard. There was war in heaven. Satan tried, and you know, God is so powerful. He said, you know what, Satan? I'm not going to deal with you right now. I'm just going to have the angels kick you out. There's an appointed time for you. That time is not now. What I'm going to do, because I know that you're going to deceive Adam and Eve, I'm going to have my son slain before the foundation of the world, but he's going to come to earth to proclaim that there's going to be a day of his return when he's going to come with on a horse with his sword dipped in blood. That's what Revelation says, and he will come and handle his business. He will then take vengeance on Satan, the devil. Isn't that an amazing thing that God pre-plans? You know, when I think about, you know, I like the Marvel movies, and I like all those movies, and you can see from those movies that they understand this concept of going in the past to affect the future. And because Jesus, or God, is the Alpha and the Omega, he sees both past, present, and future at the same time. So he knew what was going to happen in the future. So he made Jesus, he slain him in the heavenlies before the foundation of the world so that we could have the life that we have now in Christ Jesus. What kind of love is that? What kind of God is that? He's so strategic, and his love is everlasting for you and I. So I say to you tonight, take joy in the fact that we have a God that never sleeps or slumbers. He said, Satan, you can fight up here, but you're going to lose. I'm not going to waste my time right now with you. There's an appointed time for you. So remember when Jesus came to the man in the Gadarenes, and those he had some evil spirits inside him, and they said, Jesus, have you come for us now? And they knew, because Satan and his minions know that Jesus is coming back to wage vengeance against them. And Jesus said, no, keep your mouth quiet. Don't speak to me. And they said, could we go into those swines over there? And Jesus bid them to go, and they trampled off into the sea and drowned 2,000 swines into the sea. But Satan knows, as the word said in the book of Revelation, that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, he knows that his time is short. And he's trying to cause major havoc in your life and my life. So what we're going to do now is that we're going to establish this year. And we know already how we're going to establish it. We're going to establish it by our first fruit commitment. So I want you to take your time right now to prepare your seed. The information is on the screen. I'm not going to limit anyone. There could be someone that could give $20,022. If God speaks to you to do that, please do that. Those who can do $2,022, do that. And those who can do $20.22, do that. If there is even someone who can only do $2.22, remember, this is not about me. It's not up to me what you give, but God knows what you're able to do. And we're talking today about sacrificial giving. So speak to the Lord about it. We asked you to do that last night. And now please take your time right now to sow that seed. And then we'll take a moment of pause, and then we will take communion together, and then we will seal this first fruits of the Lord that will cause a year of testimony for you and I. That's what's going to happen this year. We're saying, God, I'm giving you the best of January so you can give me the best of the 11 months. You can bless me in all 12 months. So I'm making my first fruits to you today. So take your time. The information is on the screen. God bless you as you give. So please get your elements ready. We're going to take communion together, and then we will pray together. So every time I think about communion, I think about the work that Jesus Christ has done. This is what he said to do. Do this oftentimes in remembrance of me, in remembrance of the sacrifice, in remembrance that I said, I will go, in remembrance where he was in the garden and said, if this can be taken away from me, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. And he went to the cross. You know, when I saw that movie, The Passion of Christ, I wondered, why did they name it The Passion of Christ? And it became clearer and clearer to me why it was called The Passion of Christ. He loves us passionately. God loves us passionately, that he would send his son, who is God, and he would take off his majesty and come in the form of man to die for you and I. This is why Satan is so angry with you and I. Satan said, look how beautiful I am. I'm made of all these jewels, and music comes out of me as I move. Why do you love these human beings so much? But God loves us. God loves us so much that he made us in his likeness and in his image. So this is why this war happen in heaven, because Satan hates us and he believes he should be in the place of God. So he is fighting against everything that loves God, and that is you and I. So when we remember the sacrifice by taking this bread that represents the body of Christ that was broken for you and I, and we look at the word in Isaiah 61, then we understand that Jesus Christ came strategically to remove everything from us that was negative and bring us back into right standing with him. He gave us beauty for ashes. If we're imprisoned, he has broken those doors wide open that you and I can be free tonight. So let's remember that as we eat. Let's eat knowing that the sacrifice that was made enables you and I to worship God in the manner that we do today. Let's eat. And after a teaching like we heard tonight, I don't know if there's anything else that needs to be said about the blood. What a wonderful teaching that you and I heard tonight about the blood. The message was called Blood Battle, appropriately named. So we understand. I don't need to speak anymore on it. If you are listening tonight, you understand why we have this juice that represents the blood of Jesus Christ and what it means for you and I. So let's just thank God for the blood that was shed by his son that enables you and I to live in the manner that we do, in power and in strength in Jesus Christ. Let's drink. Let's pray together. Father God, I just thank you for this wonderful night that you've given to us, O Lord. Father God, I thank you that your word is powerful, your word is true, and your word is life. I thank you for Bishop Cole, Father God, this mighty man of God who is so busy, but has taken his time to bless us with such an important word on such an important day. We thank you, Father God, for your love towards us. We thank you for Apostle and Pastor Maria, Father God, the shepherds over this church, Father God. We thank you for their vision. We thank you for their love. We thank you for all the men and women, Father God, that they have grown up, Father God, under their tutelage, that enable us to afford these teachings that we've had over these last 2 years. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, as we have sown our seed, Father God, we pray, Father God, that the sacrifice that is made by every single person that could hear the sound of my voice, Father God, that it will be pleasing unto you, Father God. Lord, that you will not reject our first fruits, Father God, but you will receive it, Father God, like you received Abel's, Father God. That, Lord, that it might be a sweet smelling savor to your nostril, Father God. That, Lord, you will be pleasing unto you, Father God. And, Lord, that as we sacrifice this day, as you have sacrificed for us, that, Lord, you will bestow blessings upon your people tonight, Father God. That, Lord, every hill that is in our way, Father God, will be cast into the sea. That every mountain will become a plain, Father God. That we will walk on flat land, Father God. That we will not toil, Father God, which was the penalty for sin. That we will walk blessed, that we will work blessed. Father God, that you will bless the work of our hands. Father God, that we will have favor with you and with mankind, Father God. Wherever we go, Father God, the light of God will shine upon us, Father God. That you will guard our life, Father God. That you will be our front and our rear guard, Father God. That you will be the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet. That your blessings, Father God, will be upon us. That your grace will be upon us. Lord, the blessings will be upon our children and our children's children, Father God, that, Lord, this blessing will flow from generation to generation, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that through the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, every generational curse has been cut off from our life, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every home, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our minds, that we walk sanely, Father God, that we do not walk in confusion, Father God, that we walk blessed. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the sacrifices that we've all made, Father God. It is for the building of your church and the advancement of your kingdom. So, Lord, I command the blessings over every life right now, and I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are blessed and highly favored according to your word. Father God, we just send out blessings to Apostle and Pastor Maria, Father God. We send out our love to them, Father God. We love them, Apostle. We love you. Pastor Maria, we love you. We love you. And we thank you for the gifts that you've given us. We thank you for Glory and Peace International. We thank you for your love and direction. May God continue to bless us all. And may we have major testimonies this year. Testimony after testimony of God's goodness in our lives. May God bless you richly tonight. And we will see you again tomorrow. I will see you tomorrow evening. May you have a blessed day at church tomorrow. And may the grace of God and the peace of God rest upon your life tonight. God bless you all and have a good night.